I lost my mother twice in one day. She died early in the afternoon with my father, my sister, and me by her side, something I'll never forget. But later that day, someone else forgot, and we lost her again. Mom loved a good laugh, so I try to believe she'd find this funny. The three survivors who left her room that day were all a little befuddled. We spent the afternoon and early evening walking and talking, trying to understand this end-of-life business. When you love someone as much as we all loved her, well, it's hard to find things about death that can make you laugh, but we tried. We laughed a little in the elevator when someone else said, "Nothing in life is certain but death and taxes." It struck us funny because Mom died on April 15th, which is, of course, tax day in America. Leave it to Mom to pack both certainties into one day. And we've laughed some since, though not at the time, about how we lost Mom twice that day. Now, the nurses at the hospital were absolutely terrific. They were wonderful to Mom and wonderful to us. We didn't know anyone in the area, so we asked them to call the funeral home, and they did. But when I called later in the day to make arrangements, the funeral home informed me they'd never heard of my mother. Well, I quickly called back to the hospital and was reassured that's where Mom had been sent. Realizing that serving as a middleman wasn't accomplishing much, I asked the hospital to call the funeral home and then let me know what happened. But the answer was slow in coming. By the next day, I was getting a little worried. I called the funeral home again. They still didn't know anything about her. I called the ICU again, where a new staff was on duty who didn't know anything. They sent me to the hospital administrator. Now, he promised to find some answers. It took several hours. I was beginning to think Mom must have her own notion of how to proceed, and it didn't involve a bunch of people she didn't know telling her what to do and where to go. Well, finally, dashing outside from a lunch with some of Mom's old friends, I got a clear cell phone signal finally and learned what had happened. Mom had been sent by accident to a funeral home 50 miles away. Not what I had expected, not what I had hoped, just another number to call. Oh, things should have been okay by this time, more or less. But the first person to answer my call was quite happy to tell me they were closed for the weekend. Now, I'm a mild-mannered person, but capable of a few curt words. You may think you're closed for the weekend, but losing my mother and not giving her back until Monday might be grounds for being closed a lot longer. Or something along those lines was what came out of my mouth. And it turned out they could find someone who was on duty, that arrangements could be made, and Mom could be brought back to a funeral home we chose. We even got her home to Michigan for a memorial service within the week. I confess, during all of this, I was beginning to regret my addiction to the HBO series 6 Feet Under, as it began to look like the shenanigans on TV were, if anything, understated. I learned later that a large company from out of state had bought a number of local funeral homes and installed a single call center. Contact any one of them, and you got the same person. Which would be fine, I suppose. Except when someone intended to go to one place goes to another. However, for one full day, we had a title worthy of Earl Stanley Gardner, The Case of the Missing Mom. And as I say, we didn't laugh much then, but by the time of the service, it occurred to me that my mom, who loved to travel, just couldn't resist one last trip before the big one. And that, finally, made me laugh.